This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. Michigan is considered a Great Lakes state. It is surrounded by the largest freshwater system on the planet. But just look around. Michigan is home to more than 11,000 inland lakes that are 5 acres in size or larger. We often talk about the threats to the Great Lakes, but we are every bit as reliant on our inland water bodies, and the threats are no less serious. My guest today is here to talk about one of those threats. Julia Kirkwood is the chair of the Michigan Natural Shoreline Partnership and serves as Senior Environmental Quality Analyst for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. And thank you for the time today, Julia.
Thank you.
I want to note that July is Lakes Appreciation Month, and Michigan Natural Shoreline Partnership is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year, so congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Before we get into our specific issue today, based on the scientific analysis that you've covered, how does the health of our inland lakes in Michigan rate at this point?
Well, we're looking at the National Lakes Assessment, the first one that was done in 2007, and the next one was done in 2012. And in Michigan, there was a statistical analysis, and the results of Michigan make it look like about 50% of our inland lakes have poor nearshore habitat, looking at in the lake, at the shoreline, and then the habitat that's on the lake.
And did we see a precipitous decline in the health of lakes in between those 5 years of study?
Not really. What we're really looking at is the overall health. It's a stressor. It's a threat to the overall health of the inland lake. So the ones that have the poorest habitat also tend to have problems with nutrients. And really, in Michigan, we only have about 10% of our lakes that have problems with nutrients. So when you look at about 50% having about poor nearshore habitat compared to only about 10% having nutrients, what it's really telling us is we're missing something. There's a gap in there, a gap of knowledge that we're trying to address. And that's one of our goals as the Shoreline Partnership is how do we help property owners understand how what they can do and how to impact it in a positive way.
As with so many issues, the problem of nearshore habitat seems to have some human origins. What is it that we are doing specifically that is causing harm to or posing a threat to nearshore habitat?
Everybody loves lakes and people want to live on lakes. What happens is that when they come in and they build, they tend to overbuild and remove a lot, if not all, of the native vegetation and build houses too large for the lots or right next to the lake. And some lakes are already overbuilt, but there are many that aren't. And I've seen even recently houses that are built along lakes on a nice large lot, and every tree is removed. It doesn't have to be that way. You can still access the lake, still have fun, still have a dock, still use the lake, and still maintain that natural vegetation, because it's not only providing habitat for birds and other types of wildlife, but that native vegetation right at your shoreline is also protecting your shoreline from erosion as well.
Is this an issue much like climate that has accelerated over a relatively short period of time? I mean, we've always gathered near, around, and abutting to our lakes, rivers, and streams. So are we doing something different in recent generations?
No, I think it's more of the change of who's at the lake. It's been a problem for a long time, but as the houses around the lakes change to, instead of seasonal cottages, they become more permanent residences or used more frequently, and there's more of them as well.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Julia Kirkwood. Julia is chair of the Michigan Natural Shoreline Partnership and senior environmental quality analyst for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. Julia, now that we're armed with more scientific evidence, we have more studies, we have a greater awareness of the need for water protections, have we developed a system for remediation of damage already caused?
While we're working on it with the Shoreline Partnership, what we're trying to do is train contractors on how to address shoreline erosion without having to use concrete walls. So we're trying to train contractors to use natural shoreline erosion control techniques that are healthier for the lake. We're trying to educate property owners on what are the best practices that they can use when they get started or if they need to add more vegetation in. We're also trying to educate local municipalities and what they can do at the local level to protect their inland lakes as well.
Now, to be fair, when one pays a premium for a property and pays additional property taxes for the right to be waterfront, I'm betting that many also want the right to do whatever they want with that land. So when you encounter that kind of perspective, what is your argument that you put forth?
Well, people are certainly able to do what they want with a property. What we ask them is, like, what do you want from your lake? And what kind of impact do you want to provide on your lake as well? What we're asking people to do is think about their impact on an individual level to make changes either positively or negative to the overall lake's health.
So as you work to educate individual homeowners, contractors, and neighborhood and lake associations, are you getting buy-in?
I think so. It's slow. What I've seen over the past few years in the different programs and the different materials that we have developed is phone calls have been increasing. Lake associations are asking for information that they can use to help promote the program. We've also, you know, with our program that we just launched 2 years ago, is the Michigan Shoreland Stewards Program. It's an online survey assessment that lake association or individual members can also do online. And we've seen an increase in participation. And people that I talk to, they become really excited about this information because it helps them communicate the important issues in a way that helps them understand what they can do in an easy way.
It could be an expensive venture to kind of remediate a situation that is already causing damage if you wanted to try and return it to a more natural setting. What can property owners do if they have already overdeveloped?
Well, every site is different. Depending on the site, they can contact a contractor that's our certified National Shoreline professionals are listed on the National Shoreline Partnership's website. One of the other things they can do is actually take the Shoreland Stewards survey. And if they register and they create an account, what happens at the end is they're also provided some general recommendations and ideas of what they can do to improve their site. A lot of times it's coming down to adding vegetation, because there's a lot of lawn out there. And the thing with lawn as well is people complain about the geese. Lawn attracts geese. So that is another way that we can connect with people is to help deter geese and restore that native vegetation.
And there's an entire aesthetic component. People have an idea of what it should look like, but beauty truly can be found in putting some of that natural vegetation back in, right?
Absolutely. And what we talk to people about is there's a continuum of options. You know, some people really like the completely natural and native look, and others like a little more organized and a little more landscape, and that's fine. What we're just asking people is share the shore and work with what you have. And we're not saying take out all the landscaping that's already been there, but maybe enhance it and reduce the lawn and still work with what you have. There's a lot of options out there.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Julia Kirkwood. And let's talk a little bit more about the future, Julia. What are the predicted environmental outcomes for shoreline health if we don't collectively take more proactive action now?
Well, I'm going to refer to a study that Wisconsin did a few years ago, and what they looked at is, I'm going to say specifically, their green frog population. What happens, they found, is that once houses became overbuilt around houses, many as about 30 houses per square mile, which brings a lot of extra development, loss of in-lake plants and seawalls, what they found was that green frogs completely disappeared from a lake. So that could potentially happen on a lake in Michigan, if not already. And we don't have information, that kind of information here in Michigan. What we do see are changes in fish population. We do see changes in bird population, the types of animals that are there around the lake.
And assuming that we're not talking about positive changes, then there is that ancillary effect on property values and larger economy when we start affecting habitat, wildlife, and ecosystems, right?
Yes, there are studies that show that the healthier the lake, the property values are high.
So if in a much larger sense than where we are today, we do become more proactive, how might the waterway landscapes in Michigan change in the decades to come?
Well, what we'd like to see is people being more aware of what's happening around their lake and being more active in how they develop and how they make changes, and just think about what else is going around their lake. You know, it's not going to happen everywhere, and one of the mottos that I like to say is not everyone can do everything, but everyone can do something around and their property to help protect the lake.
Julie, I thank you so much for your time and your expertise today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
That is Julia Kirkwood, the chair of the Michigan Natural Shoreline Partnership and senior environmental quality analyst for the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. For more information on today's conversation and links to all of the resources that we've discussed, simply visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. It's heard each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.